A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. You cannot be a slave of two masters. You will hate one and love the other. You will be loyal to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon. This is why I tell you, do not be worried about food and drink you need in order to stay alive, or about clothes for your body. After all, isn't life worth more than food? And isn't the body worth more than clothes? Look at the birds. They do not plant seeds, gather a harvest and put it in barns, yet your Father in heaven takes care of them. Aren't you worth much more than birds? Can any of you live a little longer by worrying about it? And why worry about clothes? Look how the wild flowers grow. They do not toil or spin. Yet I tell you, not even King Solomon, with all his wealth, had clothes as beautiful as one of these flowers. It is God who clothes the wild grass, grass that is here today and gone tomorrow, burnt in the oven. Won't God be all the more sure to clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not be anxious. Where will my food come from, or my drink, or my clothes? Your Father in heaven knows that you need all these things. Instead, be concerned above everything else with the kingdom of God and with what is required of you. So do not worry about tomorrow. It will have enough worries of its own. There is no need to add to the troubles each day brings. When and where did you last see, or experience for that matter, the kingdom of God? What was your last experience of an undivided heart? Be concerned above all else with the kingdom of God and with what God requires of you. In this gospel we have just heard, the kingdom of God, we are told by Matthew, is the ultimate goal of all our endeavors. And Matthew defines the kingdom as righteousness or justice. Each Sunday when I'm at our parish church, I sit behind a beautiful, simple family. The parents seem to gaze lovingly on their three daughters, and the girls appear to have a very deep relationship with their parents. For me, it is the sign of undivided heart and right relationship. The kingdom of God is surely here. Last Sunday, the mother was assisting the youngest child as she coloured in her picture. Every time the mother would complete a section, the little girl would clap and applaud her. I found myself caught up in the drama of simple trust and love, which was so congruent with what was happening at the altar. The essential values of life, love, simplicity, trust and relationship were so evident. In our gospel today, Jesus is reminding us not to be anxious and to keep our hearts undivided. We cannot serve both God and mammon, a Semitic word for wealth. In other words, if God is our focus, we have less need to be anxious. I say less need to be anxious because somehow the very fact that Jesus encourages us not to worry says to me that how human he was and how aware he was that in our humanity we have a tendency towards anxiety. The anxiety being spoken of here is a kind of being preoccupied with or absorbed in what is not able to give us a clear vision to see what really matters. is not saying we won't have concern about the basic human needs of life, but he is challenging us not to treat them as idols or to be fetish about them. The imagery Jesus used to illustrate his lesson is kind of another reminder too of how much Jesus himself was rooted in the present and aware of his environment, right relationship. Look at the wild flowers. They neither toil nor spin. In the time of Jesus, men toiled and women did the spinning. And here Jesus is treating both endeavors with an equality and a justice. So how are we going to acquire this trust in providence, which is the way forward, especially when we are aware of a tendency to be a worrier? I think the little girls show me the way. They live in the moment, completely dependent on their relationship with their parents. Parents who have such an obvious love for them. God's providence and our faith and trust find root in our special relationship with God, who is passionate about each of us. For the past days, weeks now, we have been listening to the Sermon on the Mount, and Jesus has been reminding us over and over of how things were in the time of the First Testament, as he calls us to a deeper interiority and a life of trusting in divine providence. He calls us to go further. You have heard it said, dum, 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 and I say to you, dum, 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 taking us further. Or now I tell you. As we listen, we become aware of the call of Jesus to the more, to radical discipleship, to an undivided heart, to experience the kingdom here and now. Let us pray to be childlike while God gazes on us with love, and we clap and applaud our God for colouring in the patterns of our lives. The other day I read this lovely thought. God wants us to sit for him, not that he may paint our portrait, but rather that he may paint his own within us. The kingdom is within. God's blessings as we trust in God's providence. Amen.